Many people in offshore drilling who aren't actually working on the Gulf oil spill are in Houston this week for the Offshore Technology Conference. Tom Fowler is there, too. He's the energy reporter for the Houston Chronicle, and he's been blogging from the conference all week. He joins us now from Houston. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
Now, so part of that Offshore Technology Conference is that it's a big trade show, right? I mean, are there ballrooms full of the arcane equipment that we've all been hearing about, like blowout preventers?
Yeah, actually, there's literally a football stadium full. It's our football stadium and lots of other space. And really, it's a gathering of 60 to 70,000 geeks, but you know, these aren't the kind of guys that write software code or have Twitter codes. They're the big burly guys that actually know how to use slide rulers and talk about pressure gaskets and stress testing pipelines. And yeah, they're out there looking at blowout preventers, drill bits, you know, safety gear, all this sort of these big hunking piece of metal that you know, most of us wouldn't know what to do with.
Well, are there theories floating around there about how the blowout actually happened and how to stop the leaks or how to clean up the oil, all the stuff that we've been hearing about and a lot more questions than answers, I guess?
Yeah, it's this is one that is kind of the thing that everyone's been baffling with a little bit because it's been a pretty unusual accident. These things don't happen a lot, and especially at the time of the what they were doing on the rig at that time. So everyone here is a little baffled. I mean, I hear people saying things like, you know, the youngest guy there was, you know, the oldest guy there was on the rig was 45, so you didn't have that kind of experience, which is just sort of a little bit grumbling. But yeah, there's lots of, as we're getting more and more information about what actually happened, you know, it's clear that the blowout preventer, the big series of valves sitting on the floor, clearly failed, but they obviously had some notion that there was something going on, that there's gas in the, coming up the pipe beforehand. It's just a question of, you know, was the equipment working right? And so far, all indications are that from what we've read, what we've been reporting, that you had some pretty big system failures along the way, which are pretty unusual, especially for a blowout preventer.
Well, you know, we've just heard from Larry Abramson about this contraption, the cofferdam, which on the outside sounds like a little crazy, but they're hoping it'll work. Is there anything in particular you've heard of that's a very unique or interesting approach?
Well, actually, we just reported, the folks at BP told a colleague of mine, Brenton Clanton, yesterday, that the thing they're going to try is to actually inject sort of these rubber golf balls and other stuff directly into that blowout preventer to sort of try to gunk up the works, to slow things down so that then they can hopefully get these valves shut and get the well shut in. So they're using a bunch of different techniques. And, you know, some of them do sound sort of Rube Goldberg-esque when you look at that big coffer that they're going to put down to try to contain the leak. But there's a number of different ways they're trying to do it, as well as drilling. At the same time, they're actually drilling another well to go to the bottom of the existing one to actually, you know, pour more cement in to actually try to close the thing up as well. So they're working on a lot of different fronts.
And is there any presence at this offshore technology conference of the companies involved in the spill, BP or maybe Transocean, which owned the rig?
Well, you know, Transocean hasn't really been here for a while. They're at a trade show like this, they're really the biggest driller in the world, so they don't really need a presence here to wave a flag. Everybody knows them. They work with them. BP hasn't had a booth for several years. They were going to have a speaker, a lunch speaker, who canceled. Obviously, he's, you know, in the middle of all this. But they did have some other people here. They actually had some engineers doing these panel discussions on lessons learned from another really big project a couple of years ago. There was the Thunder Horse rig that almost basically tipped over during a hurricane because essentially somebody left a door open during a storm when they abandoned the rig. So they have people here who are talking about other things. This is a very technical conference. So it's not that they're hiding, but there's certainly anybody that's actually involved isn't really talking. I tried to talk to the folks at Cameron about their blowout preventers. They just gave me the look of death, and it's pretty much the same. Anybody else that makes that kind of equipment, they don't want to talk about it.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us about that conference there, the Offshore Technology Conference.
I'm glad to do it, Renee.
Tom Fowler covers the energy industry for the Houston Chronicle.